From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The nation's unemployment rate shot up to a four-year high of 4.9% in August, according to a report released by the Labor Department today. Once again, the manufacturing sector was especially hard hit. The numbers suggest that the economy may be weaker than economists had thought, and stock prices were down sharply today. We have two reports, the first from NPR's Jim Zeroli.
Economists had expected the unemployment rate to spike higher in August, but the number surpassed even the most pessimistic projections. Businesses shed some 113,000 jobs during the month, and the unemployment rate, which was 4.5% in July, rose 0.4 percentage point, an unusually big jump. President Bush was quick to express his concern over the numbers.
Too many people are losing their jobs as a result of a slowdown that began when Dick and I were campaigning across our country last summer. The slowdown is real, and it's affecting too many lives, and we're concerned about it.
Today's report showed weakness throughout the labor market. Manufacturing companies cut 141,000 jobs from their payrolls during the month, the biggest drop since the Asian economic crisis more than 3 years ago. Manufacturing has lost more than 1 million jobs over the past 13 months. Jack O'Reilly, who heads a nonprofit job training program for the Southwest Michigan Community Alliance, says he had more manufacturing jobs than he could fill last year, but now he says he sees more people coming in looking for work.
Two things happening. Either they lose their job or they're fearful that they're going to lose their job. They're looking at the signs themselves and determining that maybe this would be the time to start looking at other options.
The report released today contained at least one other worrisome sign. Kathleen Stephenson, director of global economic research at Credit Suisse First Boston, says the report indicated there was a surprising drop in the total number of hours people worked. She says that suggests that the nation's growth rate will turn out to be even weaker than expected during the third quarter of this year.
What it does tell you is that you have a bottoming out that is taking longer, and the recovery is going to be delayed into the fourth quarter rather than the third quarter, the current quarter, as we had initially thought.
Stephenson suggests that things may not be as bad as they seem. She says there are already signs that a recovery is near. Businesses are gradually selling off their back inventories of goods, and some key measures of industrial activity have rebounded lately. On the other hand, economist Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board says the sudden surge in unemployment last month could have a negative impact on consumer sentiment. Goldstein says consumers have continued to spend throughout this slowdown.
The consumers seem to have been thinking that for all the talk about layoffs, the unemployment rate had only gone from 4 to 4.5 and may not go much higher. Well, now it just went to 4.9. So I think that clearly we're going, in the next go-round, we're going to see consumer confidence, you know, take a hit based on this labor report.
Goldstein says he himself believes the August report was something of a statistical aberration. With the sharp reductions in interest rates this year, the economy is likely to recover soon, he says, and unemployment should be far more stable in October and November. Goldstein notes that Fed policymakers have already cut interest rates 7 times so far this year, and he says the sharp surge in unemployment last month makes it much more likely they'll do so again. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.